Got any Reese's?
Yeah. Gosh, oh my gosh.
What's the best starter?
Oh, yellow.
Yeah. Mark him down.
Mark him down for that. Mark him down for that.
You're going to be doing stomach exercises.
What the hell is that?
You're going to be like...
Welcome to Just for Fun.
I don't really care
with
the
fellas.
I didn't care for that one.
No?
No, I'll be Drew. Welcome to Just for Fun. Chris, Kyle, Drew. I hope you have fun.
My name good? Goes first every
yeah,
time.
Yeah, sound good.
Well, that's what he says. He goes, Chris, Kyle, Drew.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. He doesn't even start with his name first.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that would be conceited.
No, it's supposed to.
Drew's not conceited.
It's a good thing. Yeah. Good boy.
Okay.
Suck.
Swear jar.
He's op one already.
We really need to start that.
We should.
I don't have money. I don't care.
We should do something else.
Something.
It should be like every single time you swear, you cut a piece of your hair. Just one single piece.
Yeah. Every time you swear, I get to slap you.
Don't spend it all on
I
this
like swear nickel.
I can't give you my penny because I've been winning on those scratchies with it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you scratch with the same.
If I'm on a hot streak with it, then yeah. But
it's kind of like a stick.
I was winning a lot, and then I didn't quit while I was ahead, and I was like up $35, and then I went in there and I lost.
You got a go-to scratcher? Go-to ticket?
What do you mean?
Are you like, I want the $5?
Oh no!
Whatever.
Like, not the same one.
Penguin
every time. No.
Penguin time.
No, it's not the same one every time.
Really?
Yeah, it's different. I change it up. They had these fun Halloween ones. Seasonal.
Tell me about them.
Ghostbusters.
Okay.
And instead of numbers, it was the pictures of ghosts.
Nice.
You had to match the pictures of the ghosts. I didn't win on any of those, though.
So they sucked?
Mm-hmm.
Rigged.
Yeah, it is. But one time I won $500, and I want to chase that feeling. Gambling.
Oh, I want to get a chip set.
What?
I want to get a chip set.
A chip set?
Yeah.
Like for blackjack?
Yeah.
Because we just play blackjack all the time now.
We're
just
blackjack,
feeding
dude.
Chris's addiction.
I love blackjack. But I haven't played it at the casino. I've been good.
Drew went once whenever we went to the casino.
I didn't play, though.
Drew played once and won $20.
I played twice. I played once, and then...
You also played the roulette table.
Yeah, I played once.
I think you lost
the
roulette.
Well, I played twice at the blackjack table. Went and lost the roulette table, and then went back to the blackjack table. Won again.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts, huh? That you just go there and
just
double
dump
your money.
Dump your money.
It's 21 now, though, so you can't even go. Or, well, I can't go.
Yeah. Costco. Sucks. I can't believe they did that. It's stupid.
Kids are being idiots. So
yeah.
They took it away.
It's whole brutal. Year until I can gamble. That means I have a whole year to practice.
No. You don't have a whole year.
You have a year and 2 months.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'll be 20 in December.
Oh.
He doesn't even know me.
Well, no, I thought you were turning 21 in December.
No, I wish.
Hmm. Yeah, no. No more gambling.
Be a lot cooler.
No gambling for Chris.
Yeah. I can't even tell you the urge I have to sport bet. It's crazy. It's so bad.
What would you bet on?
Hockey.
Sports.
Well, like...
Futures.
What?
I feel like futures would be the most fun.
Futures?
Yeah, you bet like in the beginning of the year, Sidney Crosby over 90.5 points.
Oh, you want to play the long game.
Yeah, I want to play the long game.
Okay.
And then throughout the season... Just little tiny bets on like a couple parlays here and there.
You put big money on the futures?
No. You just look for good odds.
Couple grand.
And you throw like $500 on it and then...
Oh, yeah. You know.
That happens.
And then he, twists his ankle week two and he's out for the rest of the season.
Well, it's not football. Grand. They don't twist their ankles.
I don't get why players can't bet on themselves.
Because they can bet against themselves.
Easily
but
throw.
They shouldn't be able to bet against themselves, but they should bet for themselves.
they do, and then that's how they make money with a big contract.
What?
They do. They bet on themselves.
No, they can't do that.
Yep, they do.
They can't. Do you mean like internally?
Yeah, they bet like on internally. Oh. Mentally.
No, but I...
Externally and is then, what I was talking about.
Oh.
If I was Shesterkin, like... Or like if I was any other goalie, I would bet for, like, if I wasn't playing, I'd bet for my goalie partner to, like, get such and such saves.
Mm.
Can they bet on anything?
You can, no sports betting at all.
It's no, really? No sports betting.
What about if they bet on the NFL?
I don't think you can.
They
do
play
that.
Hockey.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you're just not allowed to sports rules. Bet.
I don't know. I'm not a rules guy or anything.
Huh.
Maybe we should bet on things and then bring lasers and, like...
Yeah, yeah, do that.
Shine it in people's eyes. Yeah.
The leagues really love when you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can bring a whistle, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can be, like, the ref.
Jeremy Swayman, worst save percentage in the league. Yeah. Shining lasers in his eyes the whole game. He would love that.
Yeah, maybe we'll talk to him.
Yeah. Maybe like he's locked in right now, though.
Yeah, so that's good.
Playing very good.
Brandon Bussey just got his first win.
What?
He's a private school.
Another nickel.
Oh, damn it.
Give us a dime.
I don't have one.
Either give a dime or give another nickel.
I don't have another nickel. All I have is my lucky penny. All
right, well.
Write it
I'll
down.
Give you the penny. I'll give down. You the penny.
Nope.
No, it's a nickel.
No, it's
the
a nickel.
Price
it's
is a nickel. Nickel.
It's a nickel.
Well, then I could just owe you 4 pennies next time.
Yeah, that is true.
Why'd you do 2?
Because that's how many times you swore. Oh. Soon we're going to be doing the over-under.
Yeah, Chris.
Of swears.
Well, we can't tell him what we set.
Exactly. We won't set it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the player playing the game of his own game. Mm-hmm. He can't bet on himself on how to get to a certain amount of number.
Yeah.
And we also can't tell him, hey, I want the under. I'll split the pot with you this week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll know, though.
You guys will try to bait me into it.
You'll know.
Kyle's going to be like, any one more.
Drew's trying to end the podcast early.
It's like been 5
like,
minutes.
That's all we have for today. And
you
Kyle
swear
just
once.
Punches me in the face, so I go.
It's like a half.
What? No way.
No way.
You aired it.
I didn't
say
it.
You aired it.
I didn't say anything. Even he says no.
That's
no.
A half.
Even he says no.
I'd say that's a dot.
No.
It's gonna
what
look
do I
like,
owe you for that?
It's going to look like
can I give you the penny? Pay that off?
Half a penny.
Half a penny?
I want half a penny.
That's stupid.
It's like Morse code over here.
Guys writing dots.
Yeah, these dots and ladders. Shoots and ladders.
God. What is, like, is damn it? Is that a swear?
No. Beavers build dams.
Hell?
No.
So where's the line, I guess?
PG-13.
Oh,
whatever
you
get it.
One F word.
Basically, yeah. You get one F word.
Get rid of one of those.
No.
And you're going to do it later.
Probably.
Oh, maybe we should get a shock collar.
No.
That's what we should
no.
do. We should get a shock collar, but both of us have remotes, and only one of our remotes work. Then you'll have no idea where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
We just shock them whenever.
Maybe that's what
I'm
we'll do.
I'm not crazy about this idea.
If we run out of riddles...
Because you know what's going to happen?
Eventually
you're
we
gonna,
will.
You're going to shock me, and I'm going to scream a swear. And then you're going to have to shock me again. That's exactly what's going to happen.
That would be good.
Chris, if you don't eat the 2 pizzas in 2 hours, will you get shocked by my dog's collar?
You have one?
Dude.
Yeah, Gunnar has one. But
so
it's
does
a,
Kane.
It's an area one.
Ah.
So I got to sprint out of the area?
Yeah.
You just got to, like, walk. Go across it.
We never did that.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you're.
Thought that was
you're
forgotten
pretty,
about.
Nope.
I don't forget.
It's actually at the top of our video list.
Yeah.
Is.
Oh.
Chris has to eat.
So we
two
actually
pizzas.
Have to do that first before we do any other ones. So that's up
Man.
Next week.
Man.
Yeah.
Kyle's busy next week.
Nope, not for Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, I'm busy those days.
Nope.
Oh, you know what's
you're
great?
Filming that day.
We don't have a hockey game this weekend, so you can do it then.
Yep.
Kyle's you busy this weekend.
Nope.
No, he's not.
No.
I'm busy this weekend.
No,
you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're busy eating 2 pizzas.
No.
You're hungry this weekend
no,
is what you are.
You're going to be doing stomach exercises.
What the hell is that?
You're going to be like... It's like we're going to be sneaking up on you, Did you remember the
also,
the hot dog eating contest in Modern Family?
No.
Good. But, get angry. That precedes your stomach 30%.
If you eat both pizzas, we'll go do Connor's farm with Kyle, and we'll make Kyle go first.
Huh. That's if you finish it, though.
If you
at
finish.
Night.
At night.
Well, can we take him to Scream Fest?
Mm-mm.
I know, it's kind of expensive.
That's far.
And he'd be
that's way too
he'd
far.
He'd be there for like 20 minutes.
That's true. That's true.
We'll just go do
we should make a haunted house and and send
that's
him through it.
That's a lot of effort.
You're right.
Go to Connor's farm.
It'd just be a shed.
All right, I'll see you. We'll do it Saturday. Sounds like a plan.
No.
Come on.
You know, when we proposed this bet, you were really for it.
I was on drugs.
No way, dude. You were just hungry.
I was hungry.
You had a slice of pizza and you're like,
the confidence,
you know what? No
Chris.
Way.
It's not there.
I could definitely take down two pizzas.
Because I ordered myself one large cheese pizza and I had trouble at slice 4.
Yeah, so you realize, hey,
I cannot do that.
Maybe Kyle was right on this one.
I admit Kyle was right on this one. I have admitted that to you.
That's not good enough. I want to see you eat two full
you
pizzas.
You see me suffer. I don't want to suffer.
Not suffer. I want you to enjoy it.
I'm not going
to
enjoy
any
of it.
Pound it
I'll
down.
Enjoy slice 1.
You'll enjoy slice 2 as well.
Probably.
Slice 3, you'll get a little more excited. Slice 4, you'll be like, I'm going to get down 2 pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Slice 5, you're going to regret that decision.
Yeah. there's been days I could take down 5.
So we're just going to find that day.
Yeah. There was one day where we were going to be filming. It was like 2 weeks ago. And I didn't eat breakfast that day. I was so hungry. I almost went to JC and got pizzas before.
Dude, that's perfect.
You should have.
And I
so,
was like, we
on
could,
Saturday.
I was like, if we just film
anything.
A 2-hour pod and just I just have to down them before the end of the pod.
On
we just
Saturday,
can't,
you just
we
don't
can't
eat
end
anything.
Filming until I.
Honestly, I'd do it.
Until I finish.
Could you imagine, though? Like,
be the worst day
for everyone who's listening, it's just.
Yeah.
That'd be so gross.
Our Spotify listeners.
Yeah.
Or sorry, our Spotify listener.
No, listeners.
Listeners?
There's a couple,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
There's right. a couple in there.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you got an X. Oh, we both got X's.
How many X's do I get?
You have one.
I only get one X?
How many until we get fired?
2.
Oh!
I told you, I told you!
Damn
so
it!
I didn't erase it.
Damn it!
Bang, shot caller.
What the hell is wrong with me? I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, that's the point.
That's bad.
It's how to bait it.
I gotta clean up my act.
What sound does Chris make when he's bad?
Kyle.
No, I'm asking you, Chris.
Oh.
No, when he's really mad.
That's like a sigh.
Yeah, that's usually what I do. I don't really get that mad.
No, if you were to get really mad, what would you do? Okay,
you really want to know?
No, it's okay. When you leave the fridge open for too long, what sound does it make?
Mine beeps.
I don't know.
Mine goes,
I don't
ba-ding.
Leave my fridge open.
Ba-ding.
Welcome to Rotomilas. You're no fun. Ruining segment.
What sound were you thinking?
That. That's what I was going for.
But dang.
I don't leave my fridge open.
I don't. All right.
You don't put groceries away?
It gets mad. It's like,
yeah.
Ba-ding.
Close me.
You open it, you put it in there, and then you close it.
No, you leave it open.
How the hell are you putting groceries away?
You open
with
the door.
My hands.
You walk around the whole kitchen?
Put some away. It takes a few minutes to put that much groceries away. A full load of groceries, you get beat out.
I guess. All right, you guys might snipe this one. What has wheels, no wings, but flies?
Wheels, no wings, but flies?
You know it?
Yeah.
You had a face like you looked like you knew it.
Helicopter.
No.
Those are propellers.
No.
Yeah.
The answer's no. It's not what we're looking for.
Wheels?
That would have been too easy. Not what we're looking for. Kite? Where's the? Find me the wheels on a helicopter.
The bottom?
Yeah, the bottoms do have wheels.
Some of them, the fancy ones.
Tractor?
It could.
Yeah. Umbrella?
Yeah. He's a big Cowboys fan, huh?
Yeah, he actually this is Post Malone we're talking about. He opened a Raising Cane's Dallas Cowboys themed in Texas.
How bad do you want to go to that?
Super. Super bad.
Maybe if you went to Texas.
Nah, it's in like downtown Dallas, Texas.
You would have been landing in Dallas.
Yeah, but like I don't think I would have.
Race car flies.
Do you mean like actually flies in the air?
I don't know.
Or you just mean like flies around corners? Because race car is, or car.
Neither of those.
Plane.
Trains and automobiles.
Is it plane?
No. It has wheels, no wings.
Wheels and no wings.
Electric car. Car from Back to the Future flies. Oh, the bicycle from E.T. Crushed it.
Nice.
Next.
No.
Santa's sleigh.
No, it's a sleigh. It doesn't have wheels.
You were so unconfident on this one.
I was, yeah. I was very unconfident.
Wheels, but no wings.
Stumped ya.
Tree stump?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
What?
Can we get
Find
a hint?
Me the wheels there.
Can we get a hint?
Shoe fly.
That's it? Fly? Shoe fly?
It's not a fly. It has wheels, no wings, but it has flies.
Something stinky.
Garbage truck?
There it is.
Ah.
There it is. Yep.
I've heard that one before.
Three off there.
Yeah. Sniped them.
Yeah. Damn it.
So we talked about hot dogs last week.
Yeah.
What do you think the What do you think the best food is to get at a like a sporting event?
What sporting event am I at?
We'll break it down, I guess.
I have two food topics today.
We'll go baseball.
A free hot dog from the head vegan.
Well, no.
If you know, you know.
That's what we just talked about.
Exactly.
All right, we'll say Bruins.
Stop it.
Popcorn.
Popcorn?
Yeah.
Sal's pizza.
Hmm. What about nachos?
All right, Bruins.
Well, like those cup.
It's like cafeteria nachos.
That cup nacho.
I'm good.
Know,
it's like,
man.
Not actually nachos. It's just chips and cheese.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'll pass.
I don't know. What other weird food do you like?
Pretzel.
I like
big
good pretzel. Soft
pretzel.
Those are good. Yeah.
Big soft pretzel.
Good at the Bruins game.
Peanuts.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not at the Bruins game.
Dude, there's always someone with the bag of peanuts.
Yeah,
getting too close to you.
Getting too close to me. They just put them on the ground. It's like,
back off, man.
That's not where they go.
Yeah, it is where they go.
Kyle steps on that.
You throw them on the ground?
Toast.
You eat them? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
In Fenway? That's what you do.
Dude, just hold them in your hand.
You get a bag of peanuts, you don't just hold them in your hand. You break them right in between your lap. They go all over the floor.
Mm. It's kind of messy.
It is.
Not kind of, very.
Yeah. What?
No, nothing.
Do you get a bag of peanuts at Fenway?
I mean, not often.
I thought you were saying you'd put the bag on the floor.
No, you put the shells on the floor.
That's why I was confused. I got it now.
Yes, you hold the bag in your hand, Chris.
I sure hope so. That's why I thought that was weird. Weirdo.
Oh my god. Give him another cent for that. That was stupid.
Damn it.
Sounds good. I was going to give you just a lime, but I'm going to give you an X for that one.
Oh, he's gone.
Fired. I just got fired. I've been let go.
Chris gets fired. What?
I wanted to hit his, but I can't reach it. It's
maybe that's the title. Chris gets fired.
I've been fired.
Write that down. Write that down.
Write it down. Blind rank these fair foods 1 through 5.
Okay.
And then we're going to, I want to ask what your favorites are after. Okay. Fried Oreo. I'm not a fan.
From like the truck with the big picture of a fried Oreo on it? Or like, do they just have it on the menu?
No, I think you're going to get it from the chicken finger place.
The chicken finger place? That's actually a good one.
What? What?
No, because you know the fair. It's they have this massive picture of fried Oreos on the
yes,
side of the
truck. Yes, that's where you're going, yes.
That's the worst place to go. You always go like where they, you're like, they have fried Oreos here? And it's like always the all best right, fried
Oreos. Kyle, you can get it from wherever you want then.
All right, then I'll go to 4.
It's still a 4. Any input?
You're at the fair. You're not gonna go for a fried Oreo.
Yeah, no, yeah, I put them at 4.
Okay,
but it's a solid 4.
Fried dough.
Oh, that's a 1. Yeah. That's a solid 1.
Wow, easy 1. There.
I would eat fried dough every day if I could.
You can.
Sure can.
You choose not
make
to
make it at home.
That is true.
Corn dog.
Ah,
5.
Yeah, that's a 5. Hot dog's it's better.
That's where it belongs.
Not getting either.
That is where it belongs. Fair. Kettle corn.
2. Oh, yeah, 2.
That's a good 2. That's well, a solid 2.
I take
2.
That home.
It's a solid 2. I think you,
3?
I think you nailed this list, dude.
What's that?
You're going to get a turkey leg at 3.
That's solid.
You
that's
nailed fine. It.
It's great. Crushed it.
I love that.
Crushed it. Yeah. That was awesome. Well done. What is your favorite fair food?
I like the potato on the...
On the stick?
On the stick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it swirls
yeah,
down.
Aaron likes those things.
Yeah. They got like bacon on it.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fried dough. I go way yeah. too much powdered sugar, way too much cinnamon, and brown sugar.
Yeah.
You got to. Then I
brown
always...
Sugar?
Yeah, brown sugar and cinnamon.
Yeah,
that like mix. So good.
It's not just cinnamon and sugar?
No. Cinnamon and brown sugar.
Interesting.
It's good.
I don't know about that.
I don't.
It's
I
good.
Don't know. Either
no.
way.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I always cough whenever I get it.
Yeah. You have to.
The thing just...
Yeah.
You always have to look
dude,
at whoever
like,
you're with. And then
someone
it.
Makes me
it.
Laugh as
yeah.
I go in for a bite.
Yeah. It's everything everywhere.
Yeah.
It's all
brutal.
Over you.
Brutal, man.
They're like, you know how to eat?
Dude.
You
ever eaten
dough?
Fried dough?
You ever eaten fried
dough
before?
Fried dough before?
I go, yeah, I'm enjoying this. You know, that's...
Cuss word. Insert cuss word.
For what?
That counts.
No, it doesn't count.
Where does
doesn't
the cuss
count.
Word go?
You know how you eat fried dough, and then I go, beep.
What word would you say? That?
Just one word?
Yep.
What? You say beep?
Yep.
What word would you say?
But what do you
no, mean? He's trying to bait me.
Well, I'm not. I'm eating candy. What word would you say? You know, say it away from the mic so it doesn't count.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Just unplug it.
Fuck! Hey, write it down. Write it down. I don't think you could hear that.
No, you gotta write that down.
I don't think you could hear that.
Oh, you could definitely hear that one.
No way.
You picked it up in all three mics.
Yeah, all three are right there.
Yeah, write that down.
That's all you would say to that?
Yeah, and I just walk away.
That's it?
Yeah, that's the encounter.
What if your dad said it? What if Kevin said it? What if Kevin was like, yo, you ever eat fried dough before?
You didn't write down the swear, Kyle.
Oh, I'll get there.
Okay, yeah, good.
I gotta sneak it. What's your favorite fair food?
I like fried dough.
You ever eat cotton candy at the fair?
Not really.
You ever eat the goldfish?
I'm not huge on cotton candy.
Yeah.
What?
You ever get the goldfish at the goldfish stand?
At the goldfish stand?
Yeah.
What do I do with the goldfish?
You eat the goldfish. I mean, you take it home and give it a nice home.
Are you speaking from experience?
No.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Sure.
I got koi fish one year. Like, it was, like, this big.
Where is it?
It's dead.
Oh, okay.
Kyle, is there any food that you would try? Like, would you try anything once?
What do you mean?
Like, any weird food?
Like, crocodile?
Would you try anything once?
I heard
once?
That's actually pretty good.
I heard it's pretty good. I don't know. I'd have to depend on what it was.
Cool, because I got things. All right. Would you try these weird food combinations?
Are they going from... Oh, combos?
Combos, yeah.
Oh.
Combos.
Would okay, you? All right.
I think combos makes a difference.
I thought you were just going to be like squid.
Would you try
like
squid?
Just straight up raw fish. Raw or squid.
Peanuts.
Would you try it?
Straight from the ocean?
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly. Not, would you try peanut butter and jelly?
Nah, I wouldn't try
you
that.
You catch the squid and you just got to down them
just
right
straight
there.
Up yeah. eat
in
it.
The ocean.
Straight up. I don't think I could.
While you're 50 feet deep, you're yeah. just... Ang, ang, ang.
Yeah. Anyway, pickles and peanut butter.
No.
Well, I have a disadvantage
on that
one.
I think we're going to be
one.
Pretty... Oh, yeah.
Hey, mark him down for that.
Oh, damn it, dude. Dude, two of them have peanut butter. Tuna and apples.
No.
I hate tuna.
Yeah.
But chicken salad and apples is great.
Okay. Peanut butter and bacon sandwich.
No. I've heard that's really solid.
Really? You should try it.
I've heard that's a
you
really...
You should try it.
You should try it.
I've heard that's a good
sandwich. I can turn back this way. I can't even believe this one's real. Brownies with chili powder.
No.
You'd be surprised. It intensifies the chocolate.
In case you're wondering.
So you've had it?
Like high-end brownies and stuff?
You've had it?
I have not.
Oh.
I wouldn't mind trying it.
You would try that?
Yeah.
Okay. This one's just so disgusting to me. Popcorn and milk. Like, eat it like cereal.
Wouldn't do that.
What'd you say?
Popcorn and milk? And milk.
Nah.
No,
I don't want salty milk.
Oh, you just did that to me too.
Yeah. You want to drop that, Fenway?
A grilled cheese sandwich with jam.
Type of jam?
No.
Grape?
Sure. Yeah. Strawberry?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try it.
I like grape better.
I like to dip my grilled cheese in ketchup.
Get the hell out of here. Hot Cheetos and cream cheese.
I'd try it.
No.
You know what's wild is these are all real things that people do.
Yeah, no, I'm aware.
That's horrible.
I mean, it's kind of like the salsa with cream cheese.
Yeah, weird.
You got a little spice. You got
weird
a little
thing.
A little calm down.
It's a weird thing you do. I did that one. Grapes and cheese puffs.
Nope.
This is mainly for Kyle.
Like the big ones? Like the...
Yeah, sure.
The Cheeto yeah. fingers?
Sure.
That's what a puff is.
At the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Which flavor grape?
That's a big bite for Chris's little mouth.
The red grapes?
Sure.
Which one's better, green or red grapes?
I like the cotton candy ones.
Cotton candy. They're a little sweet, though. I like the red ones. We're going to go with the red ones here.
Okay. Red ones. Red ones. Would you try it?
Yeah, maybe.
Nice.
I would. Yeah. We should do a video of me trying all these.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
I won't delete them.
Is there any more?
No, that's it. That's the last one.
You know what I tried? You would hate it because it's pasta. But pasta with confectionery sugar is actually pretty good.
What are you, Buddy the Elf?
Yeah, it was really weird. It was my mom accidentally made it with
dude. We should have him
confectionery
try that.
Sugar.
Put Pop Tarts, M&M's, maple syrup on a spaghetti and just
did she
go
make
to town.
The old pasta? Her own pasta?
No,
did she think it was like Parmesan. It was
yeah.
Oh, okay.
She thought it was Parmesan,
that's
so she
crazy,
threw it in
dude.
The.
I think
like
that's
there.
How most of Kyle's things happen. He accidentally puts something weird on something. He's like. That's pretty good.
And then we had it. It was just plain noodles. Like, it wasn't like,
sauce.
Yeah. There was
no like
sauce or anything.
Could you taste
noodles?
It?
I'm not a fan of it.
What?
Could you taste the powdered sugar?
You kind of taste more of the sweeter taste. It was actually pretty good. I actually went back and I just did confectionery sugar on it once she told me. She's like, do you taste anything different about it? And I'm like, I mean, I guess it's like, not really. Like, I don't really taste anything different. Because it was only like a
little tiny.
It was a little like dusting.
A little dollop.
And then she was like, sugar. Okay, confectionery sugar. It was actually pretty good. And then I went back and I put more on. And it was a good one.
No diabetes though.
Roll back to kitchen.
Yeah, so I just put it all over my noodles. That's,
yeah, you like weird foods. You're weird dude.
Yeah, well.
Goalies, huh?
I just feel like I enjoy food more than everyone else. Like, I feel like I'm...
I don't know about that.
Mark him down.
Mark him down for that. Mark him down for that. Drew's feelings got hurt. Mark him down.
We're going to take him to HR.
Mark him down for that. No HR.
I'm HR. You're fired.
I'm going to write you up. You can't fire me.
HR's Chloe.
Well, I'm HR, so I'm going to have to write you up.
And
I will pass that to the higher-ups.
I'm not afraid of you. He's had it out for me the minute I started working here.
That is true.
Can't prove anything.
But you were working here first.
And he had an affair with his boss.
Wow. That's messed up.
They caught him on the Jumbotron at a concert.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that's getting fired.
It's nuts.
He's keeping his job.
That's messed up.
That's the craziest
What
part.
Happened with that?
I have no
the
idea.
The whole Coldplay thing?
I heard it was crazy for like a day. And
I think he didn't hear I think he stepped down from his position. I think it was just kind of a sugar. I'm stuck.
Yeah. What else are you going to do?
Yeah.
But I think he got fired and they were just like, you can tell everyone you resigned, so makes it look like.
You don't have to embarrass yourself.
Yeah. I'm sure he's plenty embarrassed.
That would have been so much easier if he just, if they just played it out. Like if they just.
Yeah, they wouldn't have done anything.
If he didn't hit the ground, like just.
Yeah, nothing would have happened.
Nothing would have happened.
And the lead singer of Coldplay just going, hope they're not having an affair. It's like, well, now they're screwed.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And did Taylor go to that restaurant?
No.
Not yet.
It's this weekend. They got moved to Yard House.
He gets it. Yeah, mark him down for that.
No, I just crossed out my idea. Seeing what they would get.
He's not going to know.
Yard House is good.
I like Yard House. It's one
they'll probably all get like mac and cheese anyways.
At Yard House? No way. Yard House has pretzels. There. I love a good pretzel.
Hey,
you ever put sugar on your pretzel?
Nope.
Brown sugar on your pretzel?
No.
Really?
I put salt on my pretzels usually.
Yeah, salt and brown sugar?
Nope.
Are you one of those people that like brush some of the salt off the pretzel?
No.
The big one?
I put some more on there. I like it salty.
Yeah.
I like when it's like big. I like when the salt is like you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Pretzel sticks.
Pretzel sticks.
Those are cool when you were a kid. You could sound like you were smoking.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Still do it.
Still smoke? You should really quit that.
Nope. Me and Snoop Dogg going out this weekend.
So you're becoming a celebrity for a day. You're becoming Snoop Dogg?
I don't know.
We'll say
that.
For a week.
For a week? I don't know about that.
Who are you becoming?
He's That'd a be cool. Old. I feel like he'd have some knee pains and back pains.
Snoop Dogg?
I think it's just cool that he's, like, so rich, and then he's, like, the Olympics just called him up, and they're like, hey, you want to just be a commentator?
Yeah, that is nuts.
And he's like, yeah, man.
He's got a thing with Martha Stewart. He's got a cookbook.
Them ice hockey's crazy, man.
Yeah, when he did the LA Kings.
Yeah. He's funny when he does it, though.
Yeah.
Makes sense why they have him there.
So who would you be?
I'm not sure.
Who would you be?
I'd be Bezos.
Jeff Bezos?
Jeffrey. He's got a lot of money.
Dude,
I just see how much money. Whoa, what do you mean?
Transfer it all to your bank account.
How much could you spend in 1 week?
That's a good question.
Not that much.
A lot of money. What do you mean, not that much? If you had the challenge to spend, like, millions and millions of dollars... You could easily spend it.
I mean, there's only
here's
so much.
Here's a challenge. Go ahead.
You can buy.
What do you mean?
Like, you can't call Rolex right now and be like, hey, I want to buy 500 watches.
I don't need 500 watches. I only have two arms.
But you're trying to spend money.
Yeah, it's fine. I can spend it on other things. I could buy a yacht. I could buy a crew for that yacht. I can buy a private
plane.
You're
going to buy people?
Exactly.
Whoa, Kyle.
I mean, like a...
Settle down.
Settle down. It's big on the Twizzlers. Coyote.
Here's a challenge. Somebody comes up to you and says, you will get $100 million.
Thank you.
But you have one day to spend exactly $1 million. You can't go over.
Yeah.
Can't go under. It has to be exactly a million.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do it?
Yes.
Yes.
And what would you do?
100%. I could a million times do it.
And what would you get?
What would I get?
Buy $1 million scratchers.
Nope.
Oh.
Can't be all the same thing.
Can't be all the same
thing. Can't be all the same thing. Can't cheat around it. You gotta buy different things.
I can't buy $1 million house.
You can't buy $1 million item. Has to be different things.
Okay, that's cool. I'd buy a whole bunch of Kit Kats.
Uh-huh.
You know, probably spend about $1,000 on Kit Kats.
Uh-huh.
Actually, can I spend $5,000 on Kit Kat?
Sure.
Cool. I'm getting the king size.
We'll say
I'm
$5,000 is the most you can spend on one item.
Okay.
Ugh.
I'm spending $5,000 on Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Buying a couple jet skis.
Okay.
Buying a...
You can't even get... Like,
you can't spend over $5,000 on one
you
item?
You can't get top-of-the-line jet skis? It's so rude.
Nope. That's part of the challenge.
It's stupid. I'm going to end up with all this kind of crappy stuff.
I'd buy a bunch of flowers
mm-hmm.
for the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'd buy trees.
How many candles would he buy?
I'd just go buy
$5,000 worth. That's how much. Because I can't spend over $5,000 on one item. So I would hope there wasn't a sale. And maybe I would hope there's a sale. Because think of how many more candles I can get.
That's true.
I'd go buy tools.
That's true.
Tools. Well, you can only spend $5,000.
On
certain...
On tools.
$5,000 on a circular star. $5,000 on a... Those are all different things.
He's right.
Well, in that case, that's way easier.
Kyle's just buying different flavor Kit Kats.
Nah, you can't get different flavor
Kit Kats. Can't be the same Kit Kat. But, like, you can get a jet ski and a boat.
What if I told you
I get
you
a
can
new
only
surfboard.
Get one Milwaukee thing, though?
The rest can be DeWalt, though.
Yeah, I'm
DeWalt.
Switching to DeWalt, I guess. Oh, no.
You can only get one thing of each brand.
That's stupid.
What if it all
There's
had to be
There's a lot of rules to this.
Yeah,
what if it
pass.
All had to be Ryobi?
Too many rules.
Nah, I'd make it work.
Just thinking on the go here.
I'd buy so much random stuff.
Yeah.
I'd go on TikTok shop.
Just Kyle would be like the
You'd
biggest
have to do
hoarder.
It online, I feel like. Because you
it.
Can't be in stores. Like,
can't
first
do
I'd
it online.
Go to the store. And I'd buy some jewelry.
But what I'm saying is
now
you can't
I go to Costco.
All these stores in one day.
Right.
You'd have to sit there and bang it out online.
What if you had a week to do it?
Yeah, you get a week.
Yeah. I'll give you a week, but you got to do all in person shopping.
Okay.
Bass Pro, dude. Just getting a boat.
Yeah, dude. Just go to dealerships. You got any cars for $5,000? You got any cars for $5,000?
I have that one.
This one's only $400. Right, I'll give you a tip. You have any cars for $5,000? Rate it up so it comes to exactly $5,000.
Yeah.
It's my new favorite song by him.
Mm.
Texas T. Was Chemical. Post Malone. Now it's Texas T.
Hmm.
I listen to the song way more.
You're having some issues over there.
Yeah, it happens.
Buffering.
I'd buy art from different artists.
You'd buy art?
Mm.
I'd like fly out to
this
where they were.
This asshole made it so we can only buy $5,000. Of...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would.
Gotta make it hard.
I'd spend so much.
I would just buy tickets. Plane tickets.
Yeah, you could. You could.
Where
First class.
Go?
New Hampshire.
I mean, you could schedule it for 1 week apart.
Maine.
Harry State.
It's like, I go to Martha's Vineyard.
That is true. You could go to...
I mean, you could...
Hotels and stuff, like different hotels.
Not even... You don't even have to go there. You just have to spend the money on it.
You could book trips for your parents and, like, everyone
around
you.
A solid week.
Dude, Dude, you can just spend $5,000.
Dude, this challenge is so easy.
Yeah.
Can we do this?
Think of something harder, bro.
I don't have
give
the
me $100 million and a million up front.
Can we find someone to do this? Like, that would be nuts. I'd buy
call
a camera.
Mr. Beast.
I'd buy so much stuff.
Call Mr. Beast.
A whole bunch of food.
I feel like it'd be a little harder than you think, though.
No.
Well, I feel like you'd get to the point where you just go, add to cart, add to cart, add to cart, add to cart.
Yeah. I'd ask homeless
shopping.
People what they wanted.
Well, I'd walk into the store and be like, hey, I'm going to buy everything in the store. How much is that going to cost me?
Mr. Beast did that. And then you just donated it all.
Mm.
Then you just donate it. And then you don't even have to worry about it, stuff in your house.
And you just
Dude,
pay someone to
this
lug
is
it out
nuts.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. You pay him $5,000. Yeah, that's another $5,000, guy.
I just go to Facebook Marketplace and just send people money. $5,000. Hey, I want that boat. $5,000.
I'm not coming
that,
to go get
5,000.
It.
Deliver it to me.
Not coming to go
delivery,
get it.
Delivery, $5,000. All right, great. Here's another $5,000.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules to this.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of
stupid rules.
But then you get the $100 million at the end of the week, and then you'd spend that however.
And then you return everything. Hold on to your seats, big man.
Holy smokes. You're getting $101 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Halloween's coming up.
Yeah.
You excited?
No.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Freaking hate Halloween.
You're not going to be a clown?
No, it's a pointless holiday. What even is Halloween? Like, what is the point of it?
Go owls.
Just free candy.
But what, like... How did
There's
it start?
History behind it.
What is it?
I don't know.
So what's the history?
There we go. On.
The Hallows Eve.
What is the history behind Halloween? Welcome to the most educational podcast.
Do you like Halloween?
It's all right. I don't. Halloween originated from the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, which marked the end of the summer and the beginning of winter. This festival was later influenced by the Christian holidays of All Saints Day and All Souls Day, with the evening before All Saints Day becoming known as All Hallows Eve or Halloween. Modern Halloween traditions like trick-or-treating, costumes, and jack-o'-lanterns have roots in ancient practices and were brought to America by European immigrants who began using pumpkins for carving instead of traditional turnips. Turnips?
Carving, carve a turnip?
Carving turnips? That sucks. That must have been terrible. There's your history lesson.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what were you going to say about Halloween?
Yeah, I was just going to say, can you guess the top 10 Halloween candies?
Probably. Kit Kat's definitely up there. It's got to be. If not, I'm going to write it in.
First guess, but...
Kit Kats.
Number 4.
Twix.
Nope.
Reese's.
Reese's is number 1. Reese's Cups.
I mean, obviously. Yeah. Everyone wants the Reese's.
Love a Reese's.
I'm going to go with M&M's. That little fun size.
Can you get specific?
Milk chocolate.
Like the regular M&M's?
Yeah.
Regular M&M's are number 3.
Peanut M&M's?
Peanut M&M's are number 2.
Let's see.
I was going to nail this list. Get all of them right here.
I'm going to go with Milky Way.
Ugh. That was a terrible guess.
Snickers. I feel like it's always in there.
Snickers at number 5, Drew.
Oh, I was thinking Skittles. Of Snickers.
You may not have Skittles.
Oh. Starburst.
Riddle me this.
Starburst.
Sorry. Number 9.
The two.
Starburst. Kyle, you're...
You know those?
4-2 lead.
I know those, Kyle.
You know those two?
Yeah, I know.
You open them up, you're like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
What's the best Starburst?
Oh,
right?
Yellow.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Damn it, yellow. Yeah.
I mean, pink is obviously... like
pink's number
everyone
1.
Everyone loves pink, but I love the red.
Really?
I feel
well,
like
red's
red is,
number 2, for sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You don't like the reds?
I like them.
Let me guess. You're a yellow guy.
No, pink and orange.
Pink and orange.
Okay.
It's okay.
I kind of like
for
the yellow.
For me, orange, too. Orange is 3.
Yellows sometimes are good. You got to mix it in.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like the yellow Sour Patch Kid.
Number 7.
One See more how for I the went
win.
In there?
One more for the win.
You know.
I want Kyle to have a laugh at Taffy and read me the joke and think he's so funny.
I love Laffy Taffy. Rolos? I feel like there's always just get thrown into the bucket.
I don't know why people buy them.
I love Rolos, dude. You don't like Rolos?
Not a Rolo guy.
Rolos are for the Golos. Not you, bozo. It's Drew's turn.
You get two guesses now.
Nerds?
No. Nope. Oh, what's your next guess?
That's a good one. The little box.
Twizzler? I don't know.
Oh. The two
you messed up your two guesses.
Oh, no.
Laffy Taffy?
No.
Oh. That would have been funny if that was it.
Guy. You get two guesses again because I just can't deal with that.
What else is in there? Crunch? Crunch bars?
Nope. It's a good guess, though.
Screw you, Chris.
I like a crunch bar.
You're very mean.
Okay.
Almond Joys.
Oh, good one.
To you?
Butterfinger?
Nope.
Oh.
Just a plain Hershey's bar.
There it is, Drew. Oh, good Drew one. Back on the board. Number six for the Hershey bar. I was surprised that guy didn't get set earlier.
Yeah.
How many are left?
Two left.
What numbers?
8 and 10.
He's just stalling now.
No, 8 and 10.
See, that helps you.
Yeah, that helps you. That helps you. And if you were going into the bag, would you be grabbing these?
No.
No?
No, dude.
Dots.
No.
That's a I mean, good like, guess.
I'd, dude, in a pinch, one of these is not bad, but the other one I hate with a passion.
Hershey with almonds?
No.
Oh. I feel like that's always like the king's.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care for that.
Really?
Yeah.
It adds a little crunch.
Oh, just not,
you know, I can't get around to the almond. Yeah, I'm just gonna go for a crunch bar if I want some chocolate crunch. You know.
Same.
And the grand bars.
Nope.
You know, this could be a thing. Is this like going trick or treating? You get this?
It's just what? It's just from like it's top 10 Halloween candies that are like sold ball. Around Halloween.
What?
You're gonna say the popcorn ball?
The popcorn ball or the pretzels? Pretzels?
No.
You know those?
I know what you're talking about.
Everyone loves getting the pretzels.
I don't know.
Nobody likes it.
What do you mean? They're cheap
I don't know
and
how
bats.
On any planet that a pretzel would be in the top 10 Halloween candies.
Well, you get it while trick or treating.
Okay. Bag of chips.
Oh.
Dude, what?
Philly cheesesteaks.
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Those cotton candy bags. Those things are nasty.
No.
What?
I don't know what that was.
What? You already guessed Twix?
Yeah.
He did.
It's unfortunate.
I was surprised to see him miss the top 10.
Yeah, he's good.
He's got a left and a right.
Yeah,
know?
He's got both.
Plays from two angles.
Really messing me up. I got the bag of them. I got the small little bag of them. Mm-hmm. And they say right and left Twix. Yeah. Really sucks, because I have to eat the right one then the left one.
Oh, dude. And what if there's an...
It took me a while.
Oh, man. What if the right number... like
exactly. Oh. There wasn't. There wasn't.
Yeah.
My daddy ended up eating them, so it was good.
Yeah.
I couldn't deal.
Yeah, you can't get a bag of them. You just got to get one.
Yeah. Like, it was just... I didn't expect them to be labeled.
I know, jeez. Pulling them out of the bag. Another left! Throwing it.
Yeah.
Right is right, left is wrong.
We're gonna go with we're gonna go with a candy that everyone loves, Dum Dums.
No.
Oh my god, I had something in my head.
Stay in that field, though.
The Tootsie Pop.
Damn Tootsie it. Pop at number 10.
Fricker.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
One. I thought that could be a good video, too. Three. That could be a good punishment for the...
So.
Yeah.
You have to guess.
It's 5-4, Kyle. One more candy on the board. It's number 8.
Is this the one you wouldn't grab?
This is the one I have a burning hate for.
A burning hate for this candy?
Maybe that's a little far, but
what did
I don't
he do
like
to
him.
You?
I don't like him.
Really?
I just don't like him. What's the point?
He comes to the party, you
dude,
see
you
him,
don't
you're like,
taste good.
Wow.
You just don't.
Candy that doesn't taste good.
You don't taste good.
Are we grabbing this?
Is Kyle grabbing this?
Kyle might grab it. So Kyle might grab it. Drew, I don't know if you guys would grab it.
No peanuts in this thing.
I don't know. No, there's no peanuts. I'm not sure if you guys would grab it. I'm certainly not grabbing it.
It's not an Almond Joy, is it? Is it, it is that's not, the coconut one, right?
Yeah. I think so, but it is not an Almond Joy.
Tootsie Roll?
It's not a Tootsie Roll. I like a Tootsie Roll.
Oh, wow. You look like you got like a...
Hatred burning towards. Hatred for a Tootsie Roll.
No, I don't mind a Tootsie Roll.
Wow.
Tootsie Roll can squeeze it on the lineup any day.
I like Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah.
Planet Fitness, they give them out. I always get one. Pick them up. And they got these grape things. Stupid. I don't want to...
Grape things?
I don't want to...
It's like grape Tootsie Roll?
Yeah.
Oh, those they're like the fruit chews or whatever. Yeah. Those things
those are different. Those are different because they're like...
I know what you're talking about. I think I just said the wrong name.
No, because the fruit chews are good. The white fruit chews, the vanilla.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Those that thing's unbelievable.
Holy smokes, those are good.
Oh my god, that's way better than a Tootsie Roll. Not a cow's tail.
Oh, I love a cow's tail.
Dude, that's way better than a Tootsie Roll, though.
Yeah.
The vanilla fruit chew.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, dude.
We might have to. I might have to stop grabbing.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Those are good.
Yeah, we should stock up on those for the pod.
Yeah, maybe I should. Yeah. Fill the jar.
Yeah, with the moldy Post Malone cookies?
They're not moldy. I still have a couple.
Have you been eating them?
Yeah. I feel like I deserve a reward. I have one.
Yeah.
After editing
most of
the time. You gotta
go in there quick. Can't let too much air get in there.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you hate them.
I don't care. I don't care for this guy at all.
But they're in the top 10.
I don't care at all.
I just...
Candy corn?
There it is. Candy corn.
Yeah, no one likes candy corn.
No, everyone hates candy corn.
Everyone hates candy corn. You always get that one house that gives out candy corn. Yeah. And you're like, what is this?
Yeah, you're like, dude, why? And it's in a weird bag. It's, just get out of here, candy corn. Candy corn shows up to the party. I politely ask him to leave.
Yeah.
He's not even in a costume.
No, he's got like the weird costume on. He's got like a full bathtub.
He's like, it's a male candy corn, but he's like dressed as a cat.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, get out of here. Like, dude, what you're just weird, man.
He's homophobic.
He's like trying to go too far to make a joke.
Yeah.
He's trying too hard.
Yeah, no.
Get out of here, dude.
I used to like candy corn.
The tiebreaker was?
Twix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twix. Just outside the top 10.
Dude, how does that not get
I don't
in the
know,
top
man.
10, but candy corn does?
What's your favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn?
Favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn?
I was an M&M.
Jack
really?
Sparrow.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I was a Jedi one year. My grandmother made my costume.
Nice.
That was really cool.
My mom made the M&M costume, and I was like this. She always jokes about that. She said it was very lopsided, but I loved it. I was also Superman.
Hmm. I was a SoundCloud rapper one year.
You're Larry G?
Yeah.
Nice.
Big Toasty in the house.
Big Toasty.
Big Toasty.
Yeah, it's funny. No one knew who I was.
Yeah.
The people that answer the door, they're like, oh, who are you? I'm a SoundCloud rapper.
Do you have any peanuts in there? I can't have them.
You have any candy without nuts? I'll go into anaphylactic shock.
I was big on the... So, the best part was... You know, trick-or-treating's fun, mm-hmm. but you get tired after a while.
Yeah.
You know, your legs get tired. The best part is when you come back to your friend's house or your own house, you know, whatever you do.
Trading candy.
Trading candy. Trading and sorting that candy.
Yeah.
I was a big spotlight. You know, all my Reese's.
Oh,
all,
yeah. Oh,
everything.
For sure. Dude. You're the first person I'd be talking to.
Everyone's a target. Like, they're just targeting me. They're like, hey.
Got any Reese's?
You got any Reese's? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, keep it on the DL.
What you got? What you got?
Keep it on the DL.
What you got? I always had to keep a couple for my dad.
Yeah.
You know, you got it.
Right. So we can throw them at you when you're being a jerk.
Yeah. Well, he loves Reese's, and you know.
Yeah. I love Reese's.
I think one year I just took my candy and I donated it to the school because I just like you give it to the troops.
Yeah, my
overseas.
Dad would take it.
You know
yeah.
what Aaron's doing?
And then we'd my mom bought me something at CVS.
We'd get like a month in and my dad would be like, all right, it's all going to go to my work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Aaron's going to be selling those chocolate bars for her hockey fundraiser.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
The world's finest chocolate.
Can we get
those critters scratch your budget?
Can we get a taste test of this before I buy 1,000?
They have them at Walmart.
Buy them at Walmart.
Walgreens.
Walgreens.
Different wall.
The world's greatest chocolate.
World's finest. I didn't swear.
I think you did.
I did not swear. That was not a swear. That's what that was. That's what that was.
Yeah, I love Twix. Not more than Kit Kat, but I love it.
Seems
a Twix.
Like a love hate relationship.
I go for a Twix right now.
Yeah, there was one in my fridge, but
love a Kit Kat. Kit Kat's probably my favorite candy.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, you can't go wrong with a wafer.
It was
and
my
chocolate.
Favorite candy before. It was your favorite candy?
Yeah, it was because I just tried it this year. I just tried a Twix.
World's finest chocolate has that.
Kit Kat?
Not a Kit Kat, but like a wafer bar. It's pretty good. It's not as good. Candy. It's not nearly as good as Kit Kat.
I don't want candy. God damn it, Chris. Doesn't have what I want.
Yeah, I know.
What do you want?
Chocolate.
There's probably some in the fridge.
Peanut butter.
I got those. I got those caramels from.
I want a PB&J.
Costco. You know those? You like caramels?
What caramels?
Chocolate and caramel. Right.
Which ones?
Do you like them? It's a thing of chocolate. It's like a.
I got those chocolates. The chocolate. Chocolate with the caramel. The chocolate. The caramel and the chocolate. The chocolate
many,
with the caramel is with the
chocolate.
And
has
it's,
caramel.
It's got the chocolate, you know, with the caramel, but the chocolate. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, let me explain it for you again. It's got the caramel, right? And then the chocolate, but the chocolate with the caramel, and the caramel is with the chocolate.
Who the hell was ever going to know that?
The salted caramel things? Who's had it? Well, someone got rid of my gum wrapper, so now I should have a...
I'm good, thank you.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
It's caramel.
I'm positive.
It's caramel with the chalk, with the caramel and the chocolate.
Wait, you don't like my chocolate caramel? Is that it?
I hate it.
Really?
I hate it.
You don't like chocolate and caramel?
It's like...
It's like what?
It's just not... Yeah. You know? Yeah. I hope you enjoy it, though. I hope you enjoy it,
You
too.
Should not have gone all in.
Huh?
You put the whole thing in your mouth. That's a rookie mm-hmm. mistake.
Why?
Thing works out your jaw.
He's been chewing gum for the last hour, so I think he's good.
I'm warm.
He's ready to go. He's stretched out already.
Pause.
What do you think?
What, you're not stretched out?
It's good.
Just good? All right, that's fine. I love those popcorn balls, though.
Mm.
Nasty.
I don't think I've ever had them.
I'll go to Walmart and grab them. I'll get those and the fruit chews.
Get the fruit chews, dude. Get the fruit chews. Fruit chew. I don't even chew it. I just hold it in my mouth. Just let it sit there. Let the flavor sink
They're
in.
They're so underrated.
Find just vanilla ones.
Mm.
Did you ever go to Party City?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the candy buckets.
They closed.
And they had the fruit chews, but they had the flavors separated.
Really?
Yeah. So I would just scoop out just the vanilla ones. But there was one time I went in there, and it tricked me, and I saw the blue, and it was blue raspberry. So I bought a bunch of blue raspberry ones.
Oh.
It's not bad, but when you're expecting vanilla, it's not what you want.
No. You want vanilla.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. It's really, really good.
Can't remember the last time I had one, too, though.
Oh, man, I need one.
When's the last time you've had one?
Oh, dude, probably last Halloween.
Really?
Yeah. I think Aaron went trick-or-treating and just left over candy.
I hope Taylor's going trick-or-treating this year.
Thank you. I know. I want Aaron to go as long as possible.
Yeah, I hit a couple robberies.
Yeah.
You what? I usually take Chloe for a walk, and I hit all the free bowls.
Should we just trick-or-treat?
Yeah, smart.
We could be Alvin, Simon, and Theodore. We still got to figure out who's who.
I know.
I'm going to wear a red hat, blue shirt, and green pants.
He's already got Wonder Woman costume, though.
No, I went back.
Without the headband.
Yeah.
It did?
Stole my car.
That's funny.
That's great. Yeah, maybe we should go trick-or-treating and just pretend like we're not.
I'll have to shave.
We just, hi, sir!
We all get on our knees every house we go to.
Put our shoes like that.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treat! What would you be?
He'd be Lord Farquaad, and I'd make him be Lord Farquaad.
What the hell are we watching?
Dude. You do this every time.
We're having a podcast. Just listen. I'd make Kyle be Shrek.
Shrek?
And I'd be Donkey.
Donkey.
We could do that. For a Halloween episode, we should...
You're going to, like, put decorations up?
Maybe.
Hang some spiders?
If I'm feeling festive, yeah.
Put a clown up or something?
I'm going to catch some spiders and put them in here.
Do a clown?
You ever think about...
You afraid of spiders?
No.
Yeah?
No. You ever think about how many spiders you've swallowed?
Mm. What?
How many spiders you swallowed in your sleep?
Yeah, probably zero.
Zero? You think zero spiders have crawled into your mouth and gone down into your throat?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And then you swallow, and then they're in your stomach?
Yeah, I'm fairly confident if something's going into my mouth and crawling through it, I'm probably going to wake up.
What about a small spider?
Yeah, I'll probably end up waking up.
Really? I doubt
it. Yeah, I mouth taped, so we're all good.
I just heard something that's, like, dangerous. Shouldn't do that.
Well, yeah, if you can't breathe and it's bad mouth tape, you shouldn't be
especially
doing that.
Especially if you get a cold.
Yeah.
I hear it prevents colds.
All right, you should get some duct tape right there.
No, you can't.
You know what it does prevent?
Spiders going into your mouth. But then they go in your nose.
Well, no, actually,
where would you rather have a spider?
Too. Do you kill spiders?
If I have to.
Really?
Yeah. Does that make you think less of me as a person? When my mother's freaking out because she has arachnophobia?
Yeah, that is true.
Big word for Chrissy. Hey, you can take off 5 cents for that.
Yeah!
Just kidding.
Erase it. Oh, cool. I get this back.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
I'm up to date on the payments.
Exactly.
Yeah. She doesn't like spiders at all, so gotta kill them when.
Yeah, my sister doesn't like spiders.
Neither does my sister.
Yeah. No, but I'm not like. I mean, I definitely don't want like a tarantula.
No, yeah. Well, no one
like
wants
to come and crawl on me.
Tarantula's
like,
crawling on my leg right now. I'm probably going to say a swear word and freak out.
Yeah.
What word would you say?
No.
No, but like, I mean, could you ever eat a spider?
No.
I mean, I don't even want to eat like a chocolate covered ant.
A chocolate covered ant?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's true. Like a cricket?
Yeah.
You wouldn't eat a cricket?
My grandfather said he's eating like
I got 25. How many did you get?
Would you?
What?
Eat like chocolate covered insects?
No.
Nah, I feel like
not
that would
be choice.
Good.
Not by choice. What if a spider dips itself in chocolate and crawls into your mouth while you're sleeping?
You wake up
down your throat.
You wake up, you're like
Chocolate. World's finest chocolate. Wait a second.
You wake up, we're both there, we're just like,
yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm good, thanks.
Just follow us on Just for Fun with everything. Yeah, see you next week. See you next time.